The Pickin' Porch is being brought to you by Puckett's Restaurant, where the main ingredients are real people, real food, and real atmosphere. Classic Country Legends, Miller in the Morning here, and this edition of our Pickin' Porch. Man, we've got Zach Chastain. He's in studio with us. Welcome to the Pickin' Porch, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. I'm glad to be here.
Now tell me a little bit. You got a whole band going on, right?
Yeah. So my name is Zach Chastain, but most people probably know me by the band, the Cosmic Strangers. Mm-hmm. We're based out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm actually from across the line over here in Georgia, but our band's based out of Chattanooga, and we've been playing all over the region here, trying to make new fans.
Well, give me a sample of some of your work there, my friend.
Yeah, so I'll do an original song here that we recorded. This is called One Horse Town. Watching Jeopardy reruns on TV. The kids in the bedroom screaming. She ain't had a good laugh since the first day to the last one she had. And she works down at the diner. Barbecue stains on her t-shirt. Taking orders from Kriegers. And hope to be seen by her. And she's got something to prove. Dreams she can't afford to lose. When everyone's putting her down. Stacking checks to leave this one horse town. Sings karaoke on Wednesdays, plays open mics on weekends, taking quarters and dollars from drunks that scream and holler. But she's got bigger plans than these little one-night stands. Soon she'll be in the spotlight, rising above the nightlife. And she's got something to prove. A dream she can't afford to lose. When everyone's putting her down. Stacking checks to leave this one horse town. Now she don't have time for TV, and the kids are with the nanny. And she laughs every day now, since they picked her up on the label. And people pay to see her, this little girl from a diner. She used to sell onion rings. Now she sells out arenas. And she's got something to prove. Dreams she can't afford to lose. And everyone's putting her down. Stacking checks to leave this one horse town.
Wow. You know what? There could be a quiz going on. Who is he singing about? Did you have somebody in mind?
Well, actually, a little girl from this area a few years back, Miss Lauren Elena.
Yeah.
Who inspired that song.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, she was out of Ringgold, and she used to work, you know, little diners and stuff, and
yeah,
then made it big. So that's kind of who I had in mind, but it really could be about anybody you can think of, you know.
What got you into the music business? Did you grow up in a musical household or what?
Yes, I did. My grandpa played music. My uncle, my dad, kind of just born into it, I guess. My grandpa really kind of inspired me to play. He showed me my first chords on a guitar, and then since I was probably 8 years old, I've been drug around with my uncle and my dad going to people's houses playing music, guitar, you know, just follow along best you can.
You know, in my case, my mother was a big fan of the opera, and she'd always sing opera at the house and everything. I don't waste that's not for a kid, you know. Yeah. But you know, luckily, and I always say this every week, my hillbilly neighbors across the street were country nuts, and I got hooked up with them, and that's how I loved country music. Before that, I was like most kids my age: Beatles, Stones, Herman's Hermits. Once I heard them songs about cheating and lying and getting drunk and passing out, I said, that's my kind of music.
Mine's kind of the opposite. It's real funny. My uncle and my grandpa, they were super into, you know, 50s and 60s country music. You know, Patsy Cline, Jerry Lee Lewis and stuff like that. And as a kid, I'm like, oh, I hate this, you know. Sitting around in the car, I'm like, ugh. But then, you know, I was into the rock stuff at the time. Sure. You know, I liked Lynyrd Skynyrd, Steve Miller Band, stuff like that. And then as I got older, the more I played it my whole life, you know, and as I got older, I just kind of started getting more attached to it, you know.
I'll tell you, man, it's country music. It's like I call it musical crack, because once you hear it, you're stuck on it forever. And that's why the station's been so successful in what we're doing here.
I've been a long-time listener.
Yeah, can you do any classic country?
Yeah.
You pick me out a classic country song?
I can do this song. This is probably one of the first songs I learned to play on guitar. This is an old Merle Haggard tune. Down every road, there's always one more city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home. I raised a lot of cane back in my younger days. While mama used to pray my crops would fail. Now I'm a hunted fugitive with just two ways. Outrun the law or spend my life in jail. I'd like to settle down, but they won't let me. A fugitive must be a rolling stone. Down every road, there's only one more city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home. I'm lonely, but I can't afford the luxury of having one I love to come along. She'd only slow me down, and they'd catch up to me. For he who travels fastest goes alone. I'd like to settle down, but they won't let me. A fugitive must be a rolling stone. Down every road, there's only one more city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home. I'm on the run, the highway is my home.
Would you say that that song is three chords and the truth?
Oh, yeah. That's the first three chords I learned, G, C, and D.
Yeah,
You know.
It's funny that you played that, because when I did the all-night truck show out of Wheeling, West Virginia, they call me every night from the Wheeling Diner, and they'd ask for that song, Fugitive.
Oh, yeah.
This guy named Bill, I think his name was. He's a cook there. And one day I went in there and I said, I haven't heard from Bill. Where is he? He said, well, the police came and got him. I said, what? Yeah, he was a fugitive. That's why I liked the song, because he was a fugitive. Yeah. I said, oh, my gosh. But that isn't it funny how when you play a song like that, it generates memories in your
head? Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's probably my uncle's favorite song.
Really?
My grandpa and my uncle were big musical influences, and Merle Haggard was probably at the top for them.
Yeah.
So that song right there generates so many memories, like playing in the living room. And,
yeah, good. Know, yeah, it like makes that. You feel really good and remember all the good times you had with that. I know you're a songwriter. When you write a song, do you have somebody in mind for it, or what's your inspiration?
Well, many things are my inspiration. Being out on the road, playing music, you know, sometimes it's a long, hard grind, and anything from love to heartbreak. You know, all the things like that. There's just life in general is
an and that's the beauty of country music.
Yeah.
You know, people don't realize that. I'm not knocking pop music, but the truth is three chords and the truth, and especially the classics, the Merle Haggards, the Johnny Cashes, the George Jones. They sang about what they knew, and a lot of it wasn't pretty, but it was life, right?
Yeah, it was heartbreak, a lot of it.
Well, why don't you do another original song for me? Let me hear what you got.
Okay. Let me see. This song right here is actually one we're recording currently, so it'll be coming out pretty soon. This is called Downtown. It's kind of a heartache story between – it's about a man coming home from the war, and he's seen a lot of things, and those demons kind of chase after him, and it kind of ruins his marriage and stuff like that, so – left him with demons again, and that's when it really begins. On the ropes he's nearly at his end, as she goes to downtown again. And he just needs someone at home, someone to love and console. Past is something he can't ignore when the devil's knocking on his door. And the bright light seems so much brighter than the prison she's in at home. With each step he's going down further as she goes downtown alone. Things he's done he's not proud of, like the men he killed in war. And when their ghosts start to haunt him, there's not enough gin in the room. And she needs a heart to love her, since his can't love her no more. And she's been dreaming of the city, she'll find a new one of her own. And the bright light seems so much brighter than the prison she's in at home. With each step he's going down further, she goes to downtown alone. And the bright light seems so much brighter than the prison she's in at home. With each step he's going down further as she goes to downtown alone.
Man, that song's powerful. You know, you do a wonderful job on that song. But
Thank
I wouldn't
you.
Be surprised if Trace Atkins hears that song once. Yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I'm telling you. Man, that's some powerful stuff.
Thank you.
All right. So first, before we go any farther, I want to get your email. Or how can people get a hold of you? That's what I'm
– Well, we're on all the social medias out there, you know, Facebook, Instagram. We're on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel where we have a couple of music videos out there.
Now, does it go under Zach Chastain or does it go under Strangers?
It's under the Cosmic Strangers.
Cosmic Strangers.
You got to put the on there, the Cosmic Strangers.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how you can find us everywhere out there on website land.
All right. How many guys you got in the band?
We're a four-piece right now.
Okay.
Including me.
Yeah. And you guys play basically on the weekend. What do you do for a living in the real world?
Yeah, in the real world, I just work a normal 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
Most of the people are in the band just work a regular 9-to-5. Yeah. We're weekend warriors. We try to go out there and, hit it hard
Friday and Saturday night. That's the most fun.
Yeah.
And you know that musicians, especially nowadays with the economy the way it is, it would be really tough to make a living with a band.
Yeah.
You know?
I have a couple of buddies that do it, and it's a grind for sure.
Yeah, they're eating a lot of ramen.
Yeah.
I promise you that.
Yeah.
Well, we got time for one more song, man. Take me out with another original.
This song right here, we've kind of touched on all the classic country.
Sure.
Inspirations. We had a heartbreak song. This right here is a love song. This is one I wrote for my wife. I've been divorced before, so after
it goes without saying, you cannot be a country singer unless you got some divorces under the belt.
Yeah, you gotta have
yeah,
one.
You gotta
or two
have one
under
too.
The belt.
Yeah.
So so after I was divorced, I kind of went around and just did whatever I wanted to do, and I got with my current wife now, and she's the inspiration for this song. She kind of got me back on the right track. So been beat down and busted most of my life, hard one to hold with a fate for demise. In an ocean of whiskey, almost pulled under. An ornery old man and a dying drunkard. Then he jumped on my horse, heading nowhere. Hitched up and took us to somewhere. You brought me in and you stitched up my scars. And traded my guns for love and heart. I think back to the time before I was found, raising hell on the plains of this little old town. In the saddle so long I began to sink. From the wounds of my past and the things I'd seen. Then he jumped on my horse heading nowhere. Hitched up and took us to somewhere. You brought me in and you stitched up my scars. And traded my guns for love and heart. I woke up in places I don't even know. I danced with the devil till I wore out my soul. Left broken hearts all over creation. Until you tossed your rope on a heart that was sinking. Then you jumped on my horse heading nowhere. Hitched up and took us to somewhere. You brought me in and you stitched up my scars. and treated my guns for love and heart. You treated my guns for love and heart.
You know, I can't let you go, Zach, without having you mention the guys in the band, because they'll be calling me and swearing at me and yelling at me. So yeah. Who's in the band? Tell me.
So we have another Chattanooga native, Slayton Dooley.
He's kind of Slayton.
Yeah,
oh, he's in your band?
Yeah,
oh.
He's kind of been with me since the beginning of the
band.
He's
a musical prodigy.
Yeah, he
now,
is.
He plays anything. And, yeah. No kidding, yeah. Slayton Dooley. All
yeah,
right.
So he plays a lot of things, and he helps out singing some and stuff like that. And have another Chattanooga guy, Mr. Towson Ingsberg, on drums.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have another guy that lives up here on Signal Mountain, Roger McDowell. He plays bass for us.
How long you guys been together as a band?
Well, me and Slayton have been together. You know, we kind of started it together since about 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a couple different guys come in and out on drums and bass. But yeah. Now with the guys we've had the guys we have now for about a year.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because I found out when I had my bands and stuff, I get a call, hey, I can't play tonight. What do you mean you can't play? You're the drummer. My girlfriend says she doesn't want me to play. Oh,
there's a lot of that.
Yeah. And that's where you get divorces and stuff. But that's good that you guys are together and everything. If someone wants to get a hold of you, I guess the best thing to do would be go to the social media.
You can reach out to us on Facebook, the Cosmic Strangers Facebook page. We're on Instagram as the Cosmic Strangers _official. And you can reach out to us through email is thecosmicstrangers@gmail.com. We're on YouTube. We got some music videos out there you can check out.
It's amazing what you can do nowadays with social media. Back in the day, you know, I had to get on the phone and call bars and say, you need bands and stuff. Now you guys are everywhere.
Yeah,
I think it's great.
It's got its goods and its bad, you know. But it really helps out as far as, you know, reaching more people.
Well, give me a little instrumentals. We'll take it out here. Okay.
Just
play a little something for me there. Zach Chastain has been our special guest on the Pickin' Porch. And, of course, if you know anybody that wants to be in the Pickin' Porch, you know some musicians, by all means, you can call us some morning, 423-702-9799, and join in the fun. We'll have more Pickin' Porch for you. Make sure you tell everybody to go to twanglife.net and check out the Pickin' Porch right here. Classic Country, Q97.3, 99.3. The Pickin' Porch has been brought to you by Pockets Restaurant, downtown Chattanooga, where the main ingredients are real people, real food, and real atmosphere. Proud to sponsor the Pickin' Porch from Classic Country, Q97.3, 99.3.